Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You know, I thought we defended really well. Like the drill we went in and played 5-5, 5-5, we defended well. We were out quick. We had a couple of opportunities to get pucks in the net. We deferred to, you know, not putting it there. I don't care what the drill is. You're going to get something out of it. Like our first penalty kill win faceoff, we don't get it out of the zone. We don't have a plan. Those two defensemen that went back need to have a plan. Like it's, let's execute every play like it's a game. So those little plays mean something. They got to mean something to everybody.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. I am excited to hear the, you know, greeting for him tonight. So we meet the team, meet the Jumbotron. They should introduce the Jumbotron. They should give it a name. Jumbie.
Jumbie.
And our newest member of the team.
Well,
Jumbie. No? All right.
Isn't the Jumbotron kind of introducing the Jumbotron, though?
Fair.
Sounds like a bad remake of Gumby.
Because sure. Like you would put the Jumbotron up on the Jumbotron, and then you get that thing you get like when you put two mirrors in front of each other where it looks like it's just never ending.
That's funny.
I think they
should do that. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. The Bills injured heading into Monday night. The Jets looking to get a boost from firing their coach. So full understanding that Sal, yesterday we were talking to Sal. We'll talk to him at 7 o'clock too about all the injuries. That Sal, you know, careful about the internet doctors versus the actual doctors when talking about Josh Allen and the concussion protocol and how that went down. That said, there's one internet doctor on the Bills that is pretty good about watching an injury. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Dr. David Chow is another one, Pro Football Doc, sometimes watches an injury and says, like, well, that might be this or this or this. And I think there's the possibility to not rule that the injury is that, but, oh, okay, that kind of torque on the ankle is consistent with this kind of injury. Thigh doctor, who does a lot of the Bills, looks like James Cook could be like a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. Maybe a turf toe kind of thing, week to week. So 1-3, maybe. Maybe he comes back from a quicker. And then on Curtis Samuel.
It was the play where he was going out of bounds that he capped to, where like he slammed his toe first on the turf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, well, keep an eye on that on James Cook. I am, you know, hopefully he can come back, but it's interesting. We'll see. Then the other one is that Curtis Samuel shows up on the injury report. And immediately I saw, well, I guess he has been hurt. He has not been on the injury report. He has not been getting treatment for the turf toe he had in the beginning of the season. Whenever we asked Sal about that in weeks past, it's, is he working on something? Well, he's not on the injury report. Well, now he is. So does that mean something has been re-aggravated? Is it just different? Are they deciding to whatever? So two things to keep an eye on.
How many times, though, at the end of a year does a player say, I had an injury the whole time?
A lot.
That couldn't have been the case here?
I think Sal's point is about during the season,
yeah,
you have to be on the report if you're getting treatment for an injury.
Well, I'm not saying he was getting treatment, I guess. Just what? How is turf toe? Is turf toe just something you deal with and there's really nothing you can do? Like, that's, I don't know enough about the injury.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's possible to me he's been dealing with something that you can't really do anything about. You just have to wait until it heals.
Yeah, that might be right.
And then you wouldn't be getting treatment.
I'm thinking back to when Gabe had the ankle injury he played with through the whole year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, was he,
like,
was he on the injury report? Was he really affected? Because at some point, and this is Gabe's third year now we're talking about, maybe not last year, but the year before. You know, oh, well, no, he didn't take that step forward because he had the ankle injury earlier in the year and that stuck with him the whole year. Like, sometimes I think we might want to use, not to say it's not wrong or right, but we might want to use injuries to explain a lack of production. And right now we're trying to do that with Curtis Samuel, and now he's on the injury report.
Yeah.
So now do I have to just give him the pass if there's no production and no involvement in the passing game?
Like, this is the most elementary way to do this possible, but just Googling turf toe treatment, what comes up is just rest, ice, and elevation. That's it.
Yeah.
So if that's all it is,
that might be
then to me, he could have had turf toe the last month and not been on the injury report.
803-0550. On Bills Jets, join us, and on the Sabres season opener in the U.S. I know they played in Prague twice. Home opener tonight against the Kings. Mike in Connecticut. Good morning, Mike. Hello, Mike. Uh-oh, we lost Mike. Oh, there he is. Wait, how about now?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Morning. Yeah, gotcha, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
So I wanted to talk about Kincaid real quick. So I think going into the season on paper, Kincaid was our number one. And many people, including myself, thought he was that next tight end that was going to take over the league. He was basically supposed to be like that Cole Beasley safety valve for Allen, and that connection hasn't just been there. And I just want to know, like, where that tight end matchup nightmare is. You literally see on, I think it was right after Kincaid was drafted on Embedded, McDermott talks about Kincaid having the best hands they've seen in the draft in the last 8 years. And I don't know, there's numerous third downs that Kincaid's not even on the field. It feels like everything is just forced. And I truly feel if we're going to win Monday, Kincaid has to have a huge game. Cook and Shakir, obviously, they established themselves last year. But I think their production through the first five games, or I know Shakir didn't play last game, has been more than I thought it was going to be out of them. And those are going to be two big losses if we don't have them on Monday. And obviously, it doesn't look promising. It maybe looks like Shakir's trending in the right direction, but I don't know. This game is huge. I live 8 hours away from Buffalo, so I am going to be at the Tennessee game I'm going to, but I am not far from MetLife. I live in Connecticut, so I'm going to go to that game as well. But it's just, I don't know. Last year, obviously, we were 6-6, but to me, this is a big, massive game. If you beat the Jets and you have basically two games up on them with the tiebreaker compared to your 3-3, they have the tiebreaker. It's just, I don't know. The defense is already phenomenal. They have so many good guys on that side of the ball. It's just, I don't know. I think we need to see that matchup nightmare come out. And I don't know. I would love to see Kincaid have a monster game because that production hasn't been there.
Mike, hang on the line. As you're talking about Kincaid, I thought about a comparison that, I mean, actually you can pick. And Joe, you can pick this one as well. Can I make a comparison that it's a little bit like, wait for a minute here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As they get all the way there, Darlene or Power, where it took a little bit of time, right? You could see this player is good, but is this player what they're cracked up to be? Is Darlene's a generational defenseman on this team who is supposed to be great right away, and there's no doubt there's ability, but he's not controlling games. You're not quite getting what you thought you were early in his career. And Owen Power might still be this, right?
Yeah.
No doubt this player is a good player. Was this player worth a number one overall pick? And I know I'm comparing number one overall picks to Dalton Kincaid, who's taken like 25th or whatever. But to me, the point about Kincaid is no one thinks he's not good. It's just, you know, Mike, you mentioned it there. McDermott says the best pass catcher in the last 8 years, if that's the quote that he said on the embedded or whatever. And I'm like, he might not be the best pass catcher in his draft. There are a bunch of guys that have been very, very productive since then. So I feel like Kincaid is starting to be a point we're working a lot of, you know, this is not going the way it's supposed to have gone for a guy taken with the praise that he got when they took him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those comparisons to Darlene and Power might be rough, but I feel
it's
the same wing. It's the same branch of, I thought I'd be getting more out of this.
And it still could even be good without living up to the expectations of...
Yeah.
The name Travis Kelce was probably tied to him far too many times.
It's been tied... Isn't it tied to every single tight end that's drafted that can catch a ball?
Probably.
Like, I mean, isn't that probably also Kyle Pitts? Kyle Pitts is a great example. Kyle Pitts supposed to be a matchup nightmare. Holy cow, a unicorn. And it's not happened.
But his production going down this year? Like, that's weird, isn't it? Like, that is not, like, slow progression. You know, he's pretty good. Okay, he's still not the best tight end in football, but look, another... Like, everything's down for him. Except, actually, you know what's funny? He's maybe the one player on the team where his average depth of target is up by almost... by 2.5 yards. So, you know, 9 versus 6.5 last year. So, I don't know what... if that explains anything here, but I'm with Mike that, like... he was, especially the hands for me, that was always the thing for me, is his contested catchability was like one of the best in the draft when he was coming out. And he's been good at that, but it's not been, I mean, I've got a couple of moments this year already where like, oh, I think I want that to be a catch. It's tough, but come on, this is supposed to be your thing, is nothing hits the ground. You bring everything in. And because if I'm not getting that, I'm not getting enough of all the other stuff. I'm not getting enough of, oh, he's beating the linebacker up the seam. That's happened 2 times in his career. It happened on Sunday when Allen missed him. And it happened, what, in the playoff game against Pittsburgh? He scored a touchdown like that?
Yep.
Is there another one? Like, that's a play that I thought we'd get some of. And then I also thought what we were getting was, well, this is going to be a lot of the Cole Beasley plays, too. This is 3rd and 5, and he's going to give me 6 yards. He's going to run the underneath routes. He's going to sit down in that zone, and he's going to be that type of player for them, too. And maybe he's been displaced as that by Shakir.
Maybe. That's the other thing, the redundancy of Kincaid. He is a hybrid between Knox and Shakir, right? He's
kind
of,
yeah.
He's the tight end. He's the slot guy. Think of him like a receiver. And we did the numbers, what, last week? If you think of him like a receiver, he's like 50th in yards and catches since he's been drafted. 50th.
Right.
That's not good at all for a guy that you thought would be, especially a guy that's playing in a Josh Allen offense as pass heavy as they had been last year. Yeah, I don't know the answer on Kincaid, what to really do here. 2 for 34 against the Texans. It's puzzling. And I don't know if this is the week to get him more involved.
That's the thing. I don't like the idea of he's someone you need to get, you need to work to get involved.
Right.
I thought he is supposed to be the guy you don't have to do that with.
He's supposed to be so good that at the end of the day, we say, I'm kind of being tongue-in-cheek here, the way they did with Diggs, it's really too bad they forced the ball to Diggs all the time. Well, they didn't. It just went to him because he was always available.
Right. That's the thing.
And that's what Kincaid, you would hope, would become is, Josh has to throw it there. How could he not? He keeps winning his matchup all the time.
That's the concerning thing about the Bills is that it feels like to me, maybe outside of Shakir, they have to work to get their weapons involved.
Well, part of it is, and this might be, as I make another Saber comparison, sorry, it's Saber's home opener day, so I'm just going to be heavy on Saber's comparisons. One reason they got rid of Skinner, one reason they traded away Mittelstadt was they thought they had too many of the same players, and they want to get a bottom six makeover, right? A little different look throughout their lineup. It's something Paul says a lot, too many of the same players. Right now, what the Bills have is too many guys that can play the slot and not enough that can play the outside. Right. Steve Smith, NFL Network,
yeah,
just had a thing about Keon Coleman. Says he looks pretty good so far. You know what they should do? They should put him in the slot.
Right.
Which is what a lot of people thought they should do. That now I've got three guys that can all play the same position. Coleman, Shakir, Kincaid.
Samuel. It's like four.
Yeah, all right. It's odd.
It was right there sitting there the whole time.
Yeah.
It was brought up all the time. Who's going to be able to split out wide and get open? I've got maybe four guys that have really good potential inside in the slot to be productive slot players.
And very limited options on the outside.
It was do I even have one on the outside? Yeah. And so far, Coleman maybe feels like a half a point for that.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the phone call. And enjoy the game on Monday. You're going. Joe's going. Say hi to Joe. He'll be the one wearing a Sabres goat head jersey.
Or a Tyrod jersey.
You wearing Tyrod?
I haven't decided yet. Right. I have a red Tyrod jersey.
You got to wear that.
He's on the other team, though.
That's true.
What if he comes in?
That means won't get mad at you.
It'd be like playing both sides, kind of.
A little bit.
Right. Can the Jets fan get mad at me? Wait, look. Taylor.
Yeah.
He's a Jet.
I just follow Tyrod. I've got 10 Tyrod jerseys.
I'm just right. That's it. I'm actually not a Bills fan. I'm just a Tyrod follower.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. When we return, Josh Allen's very odd answer about the concussion evaluation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.